Recorded Books and RB Digital present The Last, Last Day of Summer by Lamar Giles, narrated by Ruffin Prentice III. Chapter 1. BTSFOASTG. First of all, Grandma's teacup pig calendar lied. It said the last day of summer was September 21st. Everyone already knew September was a bad month with no good holiday in sight after Labor Day. 4th of July was at least 2 months gone. Halloween was more than a month away. But the real last day of summer was the last Monday in August. Cousins Otto and Sheed Austin had known this for a while, thanks to the big red circle around the last Tuesday in August. Inside that circle, equally red, and in Grandma's handwriting were the letters BTSFOASTG! When they asked about it, Grandma said, "It's an acronym. It means back to school for Otto and Sheed, thank goodness." The boys began thinking of it as an acronym because it meant back to alarm clocks and homeroom and homework. Ack. In Logan County, Virginia, summer ended when school started. Tomorrow. And thanks to an unfortunate headline in the latest printing of the county's newspaper, Otto was not going to take it lying down. "Wake up," Otto said. He finished tying his sneakers with jerky, irritated motions and stretched one leg across the gap between their beds.